In the last years of the Cold War, Radio Prague's English department was many times bigger than it is today, and divided into several sections devoted to different parts of the world. One of the most important was the Afro-Asian service.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, the Afro-Asian service.
Africa was an important Cold War battleground, and Radio Prague's Afro-Asian service was not just telling people in Africa about Czechoslovakia. It also covered events within Africa itself, following closely the Soviet political line. At one time, the department was receiving tens of thousands of listeners' letters every year.
Radio Prague's Afro-Asian service brings you a review of the past year in Africa, a year which has seen much good, but also much evil.
This is a program from 1985, a year that saw drought in many parts of Africa and devastating famine in Ethiopia.
Naturally, this fact has not escaped the attention of the people and the government of Czechoslovakia, as well as other socialist countries, who have done their utmost to help.
The assistance provided by the socialist countries was not limited to a mere one of granting of aid. We prefer long-term assistance aimed at removing the causes of the problem and thus preventing its repetition.
Moreover, our assistance has no strings attached to it. While American Vice President Bush, for instance, let it out openly that America conditioned its help. In addition, there is the point, where did the Western assistance go to? In the case of Ethiopia, the Vice President only chose to spit out a piece of advice, namely, that the social order should be changed. The country's socialist orientation, Bush claimed, caused the drought and famine.
The presenter was referring, of course, to George Bush Sr., at the time vice president in the Reagan administration. In sub-Saharan Africa, Angola was gripped by civil war between the communist government, supported by the Soviet Union, and the anti-communist UNITA rebels, backed by South Africa and the United States. In 1985, the Angolan government staged a symbolic tribunal called Children Accuse Imperialism, and this was the subject of a Radio Prague report.
The dock was empty, but everybody knew who the culprits were. Peter Botha of South Africa, Jonas Savimbi of UNITA, and Ronald Reagan of the United States. They were tried in absentia for crimes committed against children and young people in a number of African, Asian, and Latin American countries.
The broadcast included eyewitness accounts, such as this 10-year-old child from Angola.
One day, I took a ride in a truck to visit my uncle. On the way, we were attacked by the Kwachas of UNITA. A lot of people died in the truck, and the only survivors were three FAPLA soldiers, a baby, and myself. The Kwachas took us to a base in the bush. When we reached the base, the baby we were taking with us started to cry a lot. They got hold of it and beat it against a stone. It finally died.
In its summary of events in Africa in 1985, Radio Prague concluded that there was one hope for the continent's future.
There were many who, back in 1917, doubted Soviet Russia could overcome its fatal backwardness by the end of this century. It did, and so can Africa.
That's Radio Prague back in 1985. It's worth pointing out that at the time, Prague had big ambitions when it came to international broadcasting. Throughout the 1980s, a vast new radio complex was under construction that aimed to rival Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty in Munich. It was never completed, and for many years stood derelict. It has now been rebuilt as an office block.